In Guatemala, people call last year's very violent Hurricane Stan the disaster the world forgot. Stan killed 1,500 people in Central America, many of them in Guatemala. Most died in mudslides. And 1 year later, some survivors say they've even been forgotten by their own government. Lorenda Redekoop has seen a particularly hard-hit village.
Shoeless children play in the dirt near the place they've called home for the past year. Row upon row of flimsy structures made of plastic sheeting that were hastily erected after last year's storm. Each house is stamped with the logo for USAID. That's the organization that built the shelters. Maria Ishbalan shows me her home. It's just one room of around 10 feet by 15 feet. But she says 8 people live here. 4 share 2 single beds. The rest of the family sleeps on the floor. At a shelter a few rows down, Jose Mesilla says he's tired of living here.
The government promised to buy land and build us homes. It promised us a lot of things. Now it seems the government has abandoned us.
Many of the 300 families living here feel the same way. And their frustration increases as they look toward the Atitlan volcano. There near its base are partially finished homes built by the government, all of them empty and never likely to be filled.
This is the area of the shelter and the area where they pretend to build the houses. This is in January.
Bernadetta Latera points to a map image on her computer. It's part of a risk assessment study of the area done shortly after the hurricane. Latera is a volunteer with the local development group at ECAP. She points to an area all in red, a risk zone for more mudslides. The zone includes both the shelters and the area with the partly finished homes. But even after this preliminary study, the government started building there. Several months later, after more studies with the same results, they had to stop. More than $100,000 and months of work wasted.
It's not right. I mean, there is no sense of humanity. You cannot play with these people who have suffered so much.
The government's response, it was better to stop when they did than allow the people to live there. But it still hasn't started building elsewhere or even bought land. It's just a few minutes' walk from the housing shelters to Panabac, which was inundated with mud during Hurricane Stan. Some houses are still standing, but the walls are ripped open. Pieces of metal roofing stick up through the dirt. Nicolas Popsoy digs into the ground with his hoe, where his house used to stand. For now, he's flattening the ground to start a garden. But he's fed up with the cramped, church-run shelter he's called home for the past year. He wants to rebuild.
It won't be the best place. Maybe it'll just be made of sugar cane. It's not all the time that the mudslides happen, and the government is going so slowly. Where we are now, there are 8 people in our shelter. We're suffering.
Others have had the same idea. Along Panabac's main road, several houses are occupied again. Many people say they feel nervous living here, especially now in the rainy season. But they say they have no other option. Earlier this month, shortly after the hurricane's 1 year mark, Guatemala's president, Oscar Berchet, visited the devastated area. But he did not bring news of housing.
Muy positivos y ver la vida como Dios nos la ha dado. Que Santiago Atitlán.
Instead, he went to the central park of the town of Santiago Atitlán to announce the opening of a highway. He says circumstances, not the government, are responsible for the delay in rebuilding. And he encouraged people to be happy because they live near the most beautiful lake in the world. But across the country, of the 13,000 families promised homes, more than 11,000 are still waiting. And the government says it could be next year before any are built. For NPR News, I'm Lorenda Redekoop in Santiago Atitlán, Guatemala.